be on soon. Every day we have a chance to study the Word of God and internalize His Word in our lives and what we do. Every day we have a chance to let His mind be part of us and be in us and make Him part of our daily lives. Every day we have a chance to live and to serve God and each other. We do this because we're fully assured of the great hope given to us by God, a hope that springs eternal, a hope that no man can give. What man can give the hope that we hold so dear? We hope for a time of peace and prosperity and eternal blessing while our neighbors worry whether somebody else besides Donald Trump will be the next president. How sad. How sad. We also know that God has given us one of the greatest gifts that there is, and that is His Holy Spirit. It is through this Holy Spirit that we can partake of His first fruit covenant each and every year. And it is through that Spirit that we hang on to the great hope that God has given us. This hope that we have is an anchor of the soul, that we come before Him each year to renew this very special covenant. While we study the Word of God and read the Word of God, it contains much food for thought. And why is it that we read the same things every year, but we seem to understand a little more each year? We see something we haven't seen before. We understand something a little more deeply. We have a new insight into a scripture. Why is that? It's the Spirit of God at work. While studying and meditating on God's Word these past couple of weeks, I came to look at a scripture that we've read a lot in a slightly different light. And I want to look at that scripture today. It's a very popular scripture. And I want to think about it in terms of, what do we hope for? What do we really hope for? 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 to 4. You know the scripture well. Paul says, "Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." So, looking at these types that Paul laid out, let's ask a couple of questions. First, in verse 2, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea. Is that a baptism of repentance? I think you'll see that it's a type. We'll get to that just in a bit. What hope did ancient Israel have? Did they have the hope of the first resurrection? Did they have hope of a resurrected Christ? I doubt it. Some might have had. What could they look forward to? What did ancient Israel have as a hope to look forward to? A promised land? A life of blessing? Living and worshiping God in the land? Perhaps the killing of valuable work animals year after year to give as sacrifices, in which they probably had no clue of the type of what they were portraying. What else was there for them to hope for? If you're an ancient Israelite living in the time of the promised land, what did you have to look forward to? Freedom from enemies? Freedom from want? Bountiful and plentiful harvests? I wonder what many Israelites thought and did during the early Feast of Tabernacles year, if they kept the feast at all. What did they do? What was the feast like for them? What did it mean to them? What hope did they have? How did they celebrate and keep the feast? So, brethren, what do you hope for? What do you really hope for? All of the things mentioned in verses 1 through 4 are all types. Paul is looking back in hindsight, explaining to the brethren what it meant. Maybe some of them got it. There were a few people who understood the scriptures and accepted Jesus Christ for who He was. Those living at the time that these events happened probably did not. We have a new and a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter 1:3. They did not have this hope, except for a few of them. David, Abraham, and others, Moses. We have this hope, brethren. We have this hope. And because we have this hope, it goes right to verses 6 and verses 11. They could not hope for a resurrected Christ at first. Now, as Israel went into captivity, returned back to God, and rebuilt Jerusalem, what did they hope for? What were they hoping for? Were they hoping for a resurrected Christ or somebody who would come and restore the kingdom to Israel? Well, I think you know the scriptures are quite clear on that one. They were looking for a Savior. And when their promised Messiah came to actually deliver them from sin, they completely missed it. They were looking for the wrong Messiah and the wrong hope. So what about us? What do we hope for? Let's go to verse 6. Now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Now drop down to verse 11. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. All these things happened for us. So what hope do we have? What hope do we have? If we look at verse 6, we know that verse 2 is not a baptism of repentance, because they obviously didn't repent. As a matter of fact, 3 days after they came out of the Red Sea, they were complaining about having no water to drink and wanting to return to Egypt. So much for hope. We've been given this hope at this time in history. We not only have the hope of an eternal resurrection, but we also have the hope of reigning and ruling with Christ for eternity. Let's go to Colossians 1 and verse 27. Pick up a little scripture. Colossians 1 and verse 27. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of His glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Through God's Spirit, we have Christ in us. Christ literally came and made His home with us on Pentecost Day, on that special day. We understand this hope. They didn't have it. So how special is what you have? How special is the hope of a resurrection to glory and reigning and ruling with Christ for eternity? Let's go back. Oh, hang on. Before we go back, let's go back to verse 6. Actually, verse 5 of Colossians chapter 1. Verse 5 of Colossians chapter 1. He's talking to the brethren of Colossae in verse 2. And in verse 3 it says, we give thanks to God of our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you have heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. This hope is laid up for us. This hope is laid up for us, brethren. God has chosen to make it available to us, if we will take it, if we will do and keep God's way. Now let's go back to 1 Corinthians 10 again and go to verse 12. At the end of that section, there's a little warning from Paul. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. The Jews today still look for a promised Messiah. The Jews of Christ's day thought they had a firm foundation of the Torah and their oral traditions. They thought they were fine. And they didn't think much of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ didn't think much of their righteousness either. When Jesus Christ comes back, will He restore the kingdom to Israel? I think you know the answer to that question. That answer is no, He will not. because it won't be the kingdom of Israel. It will be the kingdom of God, with Jesus Christ ruling that kingdom with the saints at its head. This is what we hope for, brethren. This is what we really hope for. As you prepare to begin to renew your covenant with God again this year, remember this hope and how special it is. God did not give this hope to ancient Israel, but He gave it to us. He gave it to His church. He gave it to His first fruit brethren. Give thanks to God for your calling and your great gift. Come before Him with joy and thanksgiving that He has given you with this great hope, and ask you to help this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Ask God to become more a part of your life, to help you draw closer to Him each day, and most assuredly ask Him to renew the hope that lies within each of you, that you may truly, deeply, and earnestly hope for it with all of your hearts.